right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink filmmakers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, you've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty. Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us out of possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Shit!
Oh, fucking take all you want!
Hello.
Hello.
We're a little delayed this week.
We are.
Well, there's a good reason.
It's Christmas.
I thought the world was going to end.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, fuck it, we're not going to record a show. Who's going to hear it?
Exactly. But now that the apocalypse has passed.
That's right.
We figure, well, we probably should do a show.
Well, I guess.
And this is just a short show.
Sure.
Before we go away for our Christmas break.
Holidays.
Yes. So we shan't have a show next week.
Right.
We shan't have a show the week after. Well, that's New Year's.
You are correct, sir.
And so, therefore, we will see you, I think, the second week in January, yeah?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And so, we want to leave you as informed as we can. So, we decided we're going to do this here show this evening, episode 271, Worst Apocalypse Ever.
Ever.
Because, seriously, fucking Mayans can't even get the apocalypse right. That's why those people died. Because they can't get nothing right.
I really don't blame the Mayans.
They couldn't get survival right.
I'm just saying.
I'm
blaming the United States.
Let me ask you a question.
That's what I'm blaming.
When was the last time you actually saw a real Mayan? Exactly. That's the whole point. Stupid
Indiana
Mayans.
Jones? Were they real Mayans?
I think they were Italians. Playing
same thing.
Mayans.
Same thing.
Is it?
All right.
That's terrible.
Let's just move forward.
Geeks.
All right. So,
what's in the news?
Because of the holidays, I'm assuming news is a little light this week.
Okay.
So a couple of things we're just going to hit on. Like, how about the full-fledged, I guess, is it the full-fledged? The Pacific Rim trailer.
Yeah, so.
Looks great. I think it looks great.
I'm just not feeling it. I'm just saying it's not my genre.
I think it looks awesome.
Giant robots versus
giant monsters.
Yeah, but I kind of went through that phase when I was like 9 when they used to run like Godzilla movies.
Yeah, but
on Saturday mornings.
This is exciting. It looks fantastic.
Like, it was like the terror of Mecha Godzilla.
And it's Guillermo del Toro.
Well, no one is saying it isn't going to be a lovely film. Not saying that at all. I'm just saying our friend Guillermo del Toro.
That's right.
We should say. I'm just saying that. Just from the trailer, I'm not feeling...
I'm feeling it way more than I was feeling Man of Steel.
Well, yeah, that's for sure.
So, there you go. Can I just say something?
Crap.
about Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah.
Because I've heard some things about this Pacific Rim. You know, the geek mudgeons, the bitches
the
out there, the haters. Come on, Guillermo, really? This is your next movie. You did Pan's Labyrinth, remember? Now, let me say this. I love Guillermo del Toro. I think he's a fine director.
And he's a funny guy.
I think he's put out some amazing quality movies. But I am tired of Pan's Labyrinth being the be-all standard that people hold him up to. Because I kind of consider, I don't want to call it the fluke, but Pan's Labyrinth is almost like the odd man out. Let's look at some of his other films.
Okay.
Blade 2. Hellboy 1. Hellboy 2.
Right.
Pan's Labyrinth. Pacific Rim. One of these kids. Is...
You
know what I'm saying? I mean, and again, I love all of his movies.
Sure.
I love Pan's Labyrinth. It's brilliant. It's beautiful. But you can't hold everything up to Pan's Labyrinth.
Are we skipping a film?
I'm sure we're skipping something.
I feel like we're skipping something.
I know we're probably skipping something. But the point being... I'm just saying.
I think it's Spring Break 3 or something.
Is that it? No, well, there was stuff before.
Well, stuff there was like Mexican stuff.
Yeah, but no, there was another... there's another
Bowfinger?
Horror... Now, there was
Did
another
he do
horror-ish,
Bowfinger?
There's another horror-ish film that I feel we're missing. But that's
Bowfinger right. was horrible-ish.
I didn't say horrible-ish. I said horror-ish.
Oh.
All right, Transformers.
Yeah.
Unicron. Maybe.
Yeah,
so
right.
there was a Transformers leak this week, a script leak that was like debunked, but not entirely, but maybe sort of, but not entirely, and it involves Unicron. There you go. That's it. I'm leaving you with that.
I have two words for you. Uh-huh. Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, well, you know. Hey, look. If I had a scale and I put Mark Wahlberg on one side and I put Shia LaBeouf on the other, I think I'd rather watch Mark Wahlberg. The Funky Bunch.
I got five words for you.
Uh-huh.
Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes.
All right, fine. Well, it's funny that you mentioned
Planet of the Apes. Damn, that was six words.
It was six words.
Yes.
I hear James Franco not coming back.
For what?
For the Planet of the Apes follow-up.
Is there one?
Yeah. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is coming.
Oh.
But I hear that Franco is not back. I don't know, maybe there's
no need for his character.
Well, that's what
they
I'm
They did have the sort of parting of the ways.
They did have the parting of the ways.
Are they saying anything about what the film might be about? Rise and Dawn are kind of the same fucking word, aren't they? Really?
I don't know, actually. I haven't heard a plot synopsis from it. So
that's
I'm not entirely sure.
Maybe they can get Franco's little brother.
Who's his brother?
Did you see 21 Jump Street?
Was it his arm from the... No, I did not see 21 Jump Street.
The not villain, but the sort of drug dealer...
That's his brother?
Lil Franco.
Young Franco?
I don't remember what his name is.
Franco Jr.?
Yeah. Yuck. And he looks and sounds exactly like James Franco.
So creepy?
It is creepy. It is. 21 Jump Street, by the way, a funny flick. I didn't want to give it a shot. And then I was like, I'm exhausted. I can't move. And... the only button I can push that a part of my body isn't sore is the button that starts 21 Jump Street. Okay. And it wasn't that bad.
No. Thin Jonah Hill is... Look, thin, anybody after that surgery, always a little creepy.
Oh, easy.
Oh, he didn't have the surgery, did he?
I don't think he did.
I think he just ate nothing.
I don't know exactly what he did.
Yeah.
But he went from Jonah Hill... to that guy in 21 Jump Street.
Right, I hear you.
And it was a little
creepy.
Yeah. But that said, the movie was, and the cameos from 21 Jump Street people were hysterical. Like, it was really surprisingly good.
All right.
So, I hope they do a sequel to that. That's how good that
I don't
was.
Think that's going to happen.
They set up the sequel at the end. It could happen.
Okay. I don't think it's going to happen.
What the...
Well, we can talk about the Star Wars rumor that was and died in like a 3-day period.
Oh no, did it die?
The Yavin 4 rumor, did you hear that? The Luke Skywalker goes to Yavin 4 to set up the Jedi Academy. This was a rumor that happened on Tuesday, and I think by Thursday was dead.
What was the rumor?
Yavin 4, this was
Yavin 4.
I guess this was in an interview or an article. I think that was in Reuters.
Okay.
And the rumor, as it was Yavin 4 and the Rebel base to the Star Wars plot in the forthcoming episode 7 announced in October by the Walt Disney Company, in which Skywalker comes back to the planet to build the Jedi Academy. However, fans said that Disney will likely film those scenes in a studio rather than return to Tikal. And this story kind of popped up because, I guess, was it Yavin? The shot in Yavin from, was it New Hope, I guess, was Yavin? Was originally shot in Tikal, which was a Mayan civilization. Do you see how this is tying into the week's news? Okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
So alive and dead in the same week.
That's a shame.
What I should say, though...
I would not, honestly, would not believe a thing about this movie for at least until the summer, I would say.
So, I think before the summer, and I'll tell you why I think that. Today, the deal was officially finalized. Like, they had to go through some sort of, like, approval from the government.
Right.
It's done. Like,
so it's not to create a monopoly.
That, right. The money exchanged hands.
Because they don't own Monopoly.
It was over $4 billion.
They don't own Monopoly.
Right, so they don't own Monopoly.
Therefore cannot have Monopoly.
It's Mattel. Is that Mattel? No, that's Hasbro. It's
Parker Brothers.
Yeah, but it's I think it's a division of Hasbro.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, because I always leave the Hasbro showroom after I get
and uncomfortable
go out into the cooler lobby where you get phone reception.
Right.
And they have the Monopoly display always.
That's right.
Toy Fair coming up.
Oh, yeah, I got to register.
So, yeah, so that deal was like finalized today, which I think was probably a stepping stone to any sort of official information really coming out. Like, I don't think anybody wanted to say anything until that was done. I'm not saying tomorrow. I'm not saying Christmas Day we're going to get an announcement. But what I'm saying is that the information will probably become more prominent. Look, if the film is really still coming out in 2015, one would think that information has to start coming out.
True.
At least a director. Soon.
True.
I would think.
They got to do it in rapid succession. Like, they're going to do,
it's
like,
boom,
and the director
boom,
this.
Yeah.
And then the
director, plot,
probably
cast,
gonna be this.
Done.
And then we're going to start announcing casts here. And
right.
I'm sure they have all this laid out somewhere on a table.
So, while we're talking about Star Wars, to sort of wrap up our news segment for this evening's show, we have a voicemail.
We do.
So we're going to play it now.
Awesome.
And we're going to address it.
Was that retrieved from the GVM line?
425-920-6050. And it did, in fact, come over the GVM line.
What do you say, guys? Big Kev OG. Just something real quick. I got a friend works at Disney in the film division. He works directly under a female boss, executive producer. I guess you guys know what I'm getting at, but... he went into work the other day. He's working in Star Wars film division, and the timeline changed. Well, not the timeline, but just the storyline. It was a branch off of the storyline on the big board that they have, and it was a Boba Fett storyline. And his boss, the lady, said that she got a call from a very popular director that wanted to take the Boba Fett storyline into a whole separate direction, a whole different world, a whole separate world. She said they're looking to do what the Batman people wanted to do with the Joker character. They're going to introduce Boba Fett into one of the new movies, and then this director will take that Boba Fett character and create a whole separate genre, not genre, but a whole separate branch off of just Boba Fett, having nothing to do with Han Solo, Luke. It's just going to be him bounty hunting. And I asked who the director was. He wouldn't tell me, but he said that he'd probably want to make 3 movies out of it. So I thought Jackson, he would not confirm or deny, but I just wanted to know if you guys heard anything about it. He says still in the planning stages. I wanted to get it out there. And maybe get some feedback over at Disney. Think it would be fucking awesome. I just hope you don't fuck it up. All right. With that... peace out. Later.
All right. So where do we start?
Well, I mean, that's certainly a grand idea. And if Disney plans on making their $4 billion back in short order, that certainly would be a way to go.
Right. So before we say that, we should say that I have not heard this anywhere else.
Okay.
Yet. Okay.
Sure.
So and we can give no credence to this call.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hope that it's true, but...
Is that guy from Boston?
I think so.
I can do my Boston accent.
Please don't.
Morgan, you get out of this car and start hitting someone, or you're next.
So, that being said, I hope that it's true. That would be great.
It would be.
What I find interesting about... Oh, go ahead. You have something to say.
I think the comparison should be made more to Wolverine than to the Joker.
Well, I think what he was getting at was, I think before Heath Ledger had bit it, unfortunately, I think there was discussion of making...
a Joker movie?
Or some sort of Joker spinoff.
I just can't imagine.
But, that being said, Wolverine works. I mean, that works.
And they spin a character off like that. That's kind of...
We've also heard a lot of Boba Fett talk.
For years. And because...
TV show.
The TV show. Originally, right. The TV show was going to be about Boba Fett, and then...
that underworld.
The underworld. Right. Yeah, that was also going to contain bounty hunters where Boba Fett would play some sort of
And
part.
Then the video game, 1138, also, right?
Or yeah, I don't know that it's... I don't know that level, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't think it's 38.
Wasn't it 11? Wasn't it like THX?
Whatever it is.
Okay.
It's still coming, that game.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
It's like the non-Force Unleashed
right.
version of Force Unleashed. But, yeah, I don't know that he plays a part in that. I think he may. But it's still a great idea. It's still going to make a bozillion dollars.
Well, here's something that's interesting. When I heard this... when I heard this voicemail from this caller, I had to do a little bit of digging and remembering myself. But I want to say it was 6 months ago, maybe a little bit more, maybe 8 months ago. There was an interview with Joe Johnston, who, as you know, worked with George Lucas
right.
way back in the day. And he was talking about Cap 2, The Winter Soldier. And in the interview...
There's a lot of stuff about Cap 2.
In the interview, somebody asked him about Lucas, working with Lucas in the future, and Joe Johnston said, you know, I really want to do a Boba Fett movie. And, you know, if George would let me do it, I would really love to do a Boba Fett movie. So I started thinking about that conversation and that story that floated out there, and I started thinking about the timeline in which we think... George sort of might have had some conversations with some
other people,
Hamill,
sure,
et cetera.
Right.
So maybe in some way this was a conversation.
They got to get Temuera Morrison,
whoever. But well, look, I mean,
unless he never takes the helmet off, awesome,
which would be amazing. He should never take the helmet off.
That's
so
true.
All I'm saying is it. There are some things that have been talked about.
Right.
It kind of fits into the timeline. It would easily be a moneymaker.
Now, do we really need to go on record as saying at this point that Boba Fett did not die in Return of the Jedi? I mean, do we think it's a well-accepted fact that our leadership accepts that he got out of the Sarlacc pit after the skiff pulled away?
If you believe in... Expanded Universe stuff.
Sure.
Then you believe that
there's
Boba Fett
lives. Yeah, there's a whole sort of thing going on. He has a daughter later on.
You believe
that
Boba Fett does a lot of things
yep.
after Return of the Jedi.
Definitely.
And I'll be honest with you, I've read some of that Boba Fett stuff. Some of it's pretty good. It's not bad. So, you know, I'm, you know, as much as I'm not entirely okay with the fact that he survives,
right,
there is some great stuff.
Yep.
So if we accept it as fact, then this is a completely plausible scenario.
Yep, totally.
So I guess if we hear something else or if you hear something else, caller, please obviously let us know. And you know,
and that goes for anybody else. You know, if you do have a comment like the one you just heard the caller made, or
he's got a ubiquitous clandestine informant that works for Disney, apparently. So there you go.
And anyone else who has questions or comments, you can always call the GVM line
425-920-6050.
And you can leave a message just like the young feller from perhaps the New England area. And you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And with that.
But before we go.
Oh, yes.
Cap 2 stuff. Did you hear all this? There's a whole bunch of stuff got talked about Cap 2. Like, what is Scarlett Johansson's character's relationship to the Winter Soldier?
No.
Dun, dun, dun. What will we learn about Sam Jackson's character, Nick Fury?
Interesting.
In The Winter Soldier as well.
That's great.
I know.
So Sam Jackson not going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy. No cameo or nothing.
Yeah, which is really strange. But it does take place in space.
Well, you know.
So it's a possibility. And that, you know, just again, one other little thing about Guardians of the Galaxy. You know who I hear is up for Vance Astro?
Who?
The dude from Boardwalk Empire who's got the half a face.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I heard he's an awesome actor.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if you saw him on Boardwalk or not, but he was like the highlight of this season. Yeah. And I would love it. I think
I can't think
awesome.
Of the dude's name, but I know who you're talking about.
I can't think of it either.
All right.
Half-faced dude from Boardwalk Empire.
There you go. Half a boardwalk.
.com. So there it is. And OG, with that, let's take our first break, and we'll be right back with the second half of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 271, Worst Apocalypse Ever.
Ahoy, hoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Cook Logic. It's the end of the year, and almost every game that's going to come out has come out, but I've managed to scrub the bottom of the toilet for a few more flakes of news. Final Fantasy IV is coming to the iPhone December 20th, followed by a spring release for the Android. Final Fantasy IV is better known as Final Fantasy II in the United States, but it's not the pixelated masterpiece from the Super Nintendo. It's a port from the Nintendo DS version of the game. Which is nice, since I ain't never done played that version. The only downside is it will most likely cost $18 in the App Store. Square Enix knows they can charge way too much for their games, and they always do. Praise the Sun, Dark Souls 2 has been announced. While it's too early to form any opinions, the lead designer of Demon's Souls and Dark Souls has been pushed aside in favor of two new directors in an attempt to make the game more accessible. The Souls franchise has been built on a foundation of players' dedication to the game. But the developers FromSoft decided they want to open the game to more people. Sometimes you forget it's a video game business, and they're in it for the money. Will Dark Souls 2, made to be more accessible, ruin the fundamentals of the core game? We'll find out when Dark Souls 2 is released in early 2014, most likely for next generation consoles. BioShock Infinite has been delayed from February 26th to March 26th. 1 month for polish. Grand Theft Auto Vice City 10th Anniversary Edition is now out for the iOS. That's your iPhone. It's amazing that 10 short years ago, it was a powerhouse of a game on a home console, and now it's on your phone. If you can manage to thumb your way through the virtual touch controls, it's one of the greatest games ever made. And it's only $5. Street Fighter Cross Mega Man is now out for the PC. And it's a free download. It's an old school Mega Man game, but in place of robots, he's fighting the cast of Street Fighter. I'm not making that up. Who could? Just Google Street Fighter X Mega Man, download it, and play it for free. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 271, Worst Apocalypse Ever.
Nice job.
Nice. I remember.
I was watching you.
I know. I had it written on my hand. Scribbled right here.
Geek stuff.
DVDs this week. There's a couple.
Did you see any listing for this special anniversary one for Miracle on 34th Street?
I did not see that still.
Man, I'm not insane. I know I saw something.
Total Recall out on DVD this week.
Oh, yeah. The new one. The Schwarzenegger list
right.
one. I do actually want to see that movie. I'm kind of upset I didn't get to see it in the theaters. I heard it was really well done.
Netflix, sir. Netflix.
Not on Netflix.
It will be.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Resident Evil Retribution out this week. I can't believe they're still cranking those movies out.
I cannot believe. And well, someone has to hire.
I like them. They're not terrible. I've seen the first two or three.
She's nutty.
And I think that's it. It was a light week.
Really?
Well, you know, the week between, again, this is a weird, you know, the world kind of almost, things slow down significantly this time of year.
Uh-huh.
TV shows go off a little bit.
What about Pitch Perfect?
I'm not bringing up Pitch Perfect or Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I'm skipping both of those.
Pitch Perfect has Dolly Parton.
Shush!
Geek stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
Comic books.
Uh-huh.
Did you have one?
Yeah, Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Yes.
Came out this week. What was the number on that?
15.
Right, 15. This has the die-cut cover.
Yes.
And I think the Nightwing issue that came out this week.
That's also 15. That is out this week.
That had the die-cut cover as well. And
Catwoman is also out this week.
Oh, I didn't
number
see that.
15. I believe that's another Death of the Family.
Oh, is it?
And
Masks number 2.
Masks number 2
from
came
Dynamite
out this
Entertainment.
Week. Yes,
that's
sir.
Continuing that.
Oh,
interesting.
That Whistling
weird story.
Skull book came out. The JSA Liberty Files, the Whistling Skull.
Oh,
the one that we talked. I picked that up.
Trader Raider.
I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I picked that up. And actually, I've been picking up the. I picked up last week too. I decided rather than go digital to pick up the
Whoa.
Death of the Family issues.
Wow.
That came out last week. Actual issues because
wow.
they were just that good. So there's that.
And there's also, what else did I pick up? Oh, well, there's a couple of trades I picked up. The most recent volume of Chew.
Yes, volume 6
volume
is out this week.
Uh-huh, and that's still an interesting weirdo sort of book.
Yeah.
Which I'm enjoying. And I also picked up Space Family Robinson.
Oh yeah, the new one of that, right?
The
new
edition from
or,
the old
yeah.
From the old. This is collecting old. I think they're Whitman comics, but I don't remember
okay.
off the top of my head. I think it's volume 5 as well, and
okay.
I think it may be the last volume. I'm not sure, but this is kind of the whole Swiss Family Robinson, but in space, kind of. You know,
yeah, we've talked
weirdo.
About them before,
yeah,
too, right?
Definitely, and they, you know, bubble helmets. It's just the aesthetic of space. That 50s space aesthetic, 40-50s space aesthetic that I really like, and the stories are kind of campy, and but still, they're, you know.
Yeah, it's like Outer Spaceman style.
Ish. Yeah,
not alien, not the alien aspect of it, but the style aspect.
Hey, speaking of Outer Spaceman.
Yes?
You know, the Four Horsemen had an interesting announcement today on Apocalypse Day.
I did not see that. What was it?
I have two words for you, sir. Power Lords.
Oh.
Oh, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I guess we're going to have to wait and find out.
We'll have to ask
I already know.
Oh, well, then why don't you tell me?
Because I would like people to find out on their own.
Well, that's
find
right
out.
There.
Call the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And let us know what the Four Horsemen are up to. And you, my friend, will win a prize.
One last comic I want to bring up before we move on.
Yes,
Saga
sir.
Number 8 out this week.
Oh, yeah.
Continues to be the awesome. That book is amazing.
So I think I have one of the... Do I have the first trade?
You have the first trade.
And I have not had a chance to read it yet, though.
But you should.
You should
do that over the holiday break.
I know. The break. Please.
It's a break. We're gone for a couple weeks. Yeah, so...
I mean, I work any less.
Oh,
God.
Come on.
I believe it. I don't know how to understand how you people have been doing this all these years.
Work?
I don't get it.
It's hard.
Oh, shit.
It's a difficult task, but gosh darn it, somebody has to do it.
That's the truth. These computers won't sell themselves.
That's right.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
So we don't have product this week.
No. And
our product this week is a film.
We did actually have, we had some product scheduled that unfortunately didn't make it to us before we...
The holiday.
Before the holiday. Yeah,
I blame
so.
UPS.
Well, it happens. It's a busy time of year. And
don't
you
have
know,
a UPS guy that's crashing with you right now? Tell him to deliver that stuff.
Yeah, that's it. But, you know, we should wrap up the whole gift-giving season by saying there is a lot of stuff out there. We talked about a lot of it. We talked about a lot of companies who have great gift products this time of year, including
sure.
ThinkGeek. Toner, and all the rest of them, really. And
oh, sure.
Some terrific stuff. That
Kodu, I mean.
Oh,
yeah,
all of them.
You know, Sideshow's got some great
yeah.
stuff coming.
Yeah.
And even, you know what, even Mass Market, even there's some great Mattel stuff out there,
yeah.
a couple Hasbro pieces I've seen.
The one I wanted to single out, however, is like this amazing timing that this one particular company has, and that's Lego.
Holy shnikes.
As the Hobbit stuff. Starts hitting from
yeah.
Lego, and it's awesome.
Yes,
did you
it
see
is.
The bag end, sir?
It's amazing.
Amazing.
I want bag end.
I know.
But also, do you know what I want from Lego? I got a bone to pick with Lego. But do you know what I want from Lego?
The space series?
No.
Did you see their own creator-owned new space series?
I did not.
It's not like the Alien Invasion stuff.
Yeah.
Or the Alien Conquest, whatever that line was called. That line that we love.
Amazing.
It's like new space stuff.
Okay.
But it's their own stuff. Like
that's
stuff.
Cool.
So that's interesting. We're going to find out more about that.
DeLorean? Did you see that coming down the pipeline?
No, I didn't.
They're
see
making
that.
A DeLorean. And it looks, I mean, everything I've read sounds amazing.
Really?
So I'm hoping we see it at Toy Fair.
Oh, that would be good.
So we'll follow up on that.
And also the new Star Wars stuff.
Yes.
Has begun with the and you know it's the new, you know it's the new Star Wars stuff for 2013 from Lego because it has the Yoda logo.
Right.
And there's two. I saw. Oh, you know, I actually picked this up. Yeah, we have product, but it's in our mind. I picked up, you know, those small, they're like $15 boxes, and it's usually like some ridiculous small vehicle and then like four or five minifigs. Old Republic, Sith Troopers versus Republic Troopers.
That's nice. Nice
that
Army
was
Builder
a really
set.
Nice set. Yeah, really, really cool. Yeah, I picked that up the other day.
I'll see if I can find the link, but this is my bone to pick with Lego. I'll see if I can find the link, but I remember the website. The website is a listener of the show. He has a blog, but it's double dumbass on you, I think is his website. And he posted this blog about the TMNT Legos.
Oh yeah, I didn't see any, but
if you want to actually get all four turtles, you've got to spend like, I want to say it was something like $80 or $90.
Yeah, because they come
because
with
they're
things.
Spread out over a set, and there's not a single set that has them, and there's no just pack out that has them.
I'll tell you where I'm.
That's an epic fail.
It is. Well, on the Lego. It isn't. Come on, we gotta respect the business aspect.
I respect the business aspect of it, and the playsets are cool.
Right.
But you should have some way to get the turtles.
Right.
Without spending $100.
You can, because you know guys are gonna buy those sets and break them out.
You think they're gonna break out the figures? Everybody wants the minifigures.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I think that people are gonna buy the set. You might have to pay a little bit for them. Just saying. But that said, I want Bag End. But yeah. I want the 13 dwarfs.
Yeah.
And Gandalf and Bilbo. So that right there is like, that is a whole bunch of sets too.
Sure.
So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to slowly peg away at them in the second market. And, you know, hopefully I'll get it done reasonably. But I don't think I need all those sets.
Well,
not that I wouldn't like to have them all. I would. I just don't have any room.
You know, and they're a little bit on the pricey side sometimes, so
I think they're worth
I don't
it.
Have the money.
I think they're worth it.
I think they're
really
worth it too, but I don't have the funds.
That
you know
Sith
know
ship, I still don't have that. I know. The Fury class thing. I had to get that.
Let's do a sorto Hobbit, a pseudo Hobbit discussion.
Okay.
Because I have not seen it yet, but I hope to see it before we come back. But you did see it.
I did.
So you can kind of at least give a surface.
So I saw one of the very limited prints.
Right.
Which is IMAX 3D high frame rate.
Right.
So for those of you that don't know.
There's three versions of this film. Or four versions
four
of this
versions,
film.
Four versions, I think, yeah. Peter Jackson decided he was going to shoot this in 40 frames per second.
Right.
Rather than the usual 28.
Right.
And which was fine. I'm all for experimental. And he didn't just release it in HFR.
Right.
He released it in all sorts of different ways. So, I found it, it's much like, we may have talked about this quite some time ago when I got a new TV and the refresh rate on the TV was really high. And I watched Errol Flynn's Robin Hood
right.
on it, and it looked like a BBC production from like the 60s.
Yes.
Does it look like a kinescope?
Do you know what, and I haven't seen it, but based on what I've read, this is kind of what I'm picturing in my mind. I'm going to say it was the re-release of New Hope. With the new digital stuff put in, with the new digital projectors that had just come out at the time, where like the dewbacks looked like they were color forms on top of the scene in the background.
No, you're getting the wrong impression.
Okay.
This looks like they're right there. I mean, and especially in the IMAX 3D,
right.
It's like, whoa.
Okay.
I mean, but it was a little, it looked uncinematic.
Okay.
Is what it looked like. It was jarring. By the end, you're used to it, I guess. Everything seemed to, and this is I've noticed this with high refresh rate on my TV. Also, everything that's fast seems much faster.
Okay,
and I don't know why that is, but things just seem to be going much faster. Like if you're running and you're in like regular frame rate, like you're running. But if you're running and it's high frame rate, it looks like you're running faster. I don't know why that is.
So, would you say that it's fair to say that while it was jarring and possibly probably problematic, that it was still perhaps a good kickoff to the next evolution of film? Or digital not film, but maybe movie-going experience.
I don't know that we can handle it. I think if they start doing it with kids' films,
yeah,
they may indoctrinate that right. generation so that they'll be able to do it. I don't think that, by and large, and I've heard just not good things coming from people who have seen it. So,
all right, let's get away from the high frame rate business. What did you think about the film overall?
I'd say easily, and I'll stick by this number unless somebody proves me wrong, 50% of the movie is not in the book.
Okay.
But it's all from stuff I'd
from the appendices.
95% of it, and 90% of it is stuff that I've read in other places.
Right.
Lost Tales, appendices, and so on and so forth.
But was it good?
Oh yeah, I thought it was really good.
Are you in the? It stinks. It was
no,
too long.
I'm not a complainer and a hater.
Blah blah blah.
Was it long? Have you ever seen a Lord of the Rings?
It's not 3 hours, so it's not the longest.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking Lord of the Rings movie. It's an epic saga. Hello, it can't be an hour and a half. It's not an Abbott and Costello flick.
right.
You know, like
it's not a Pixar movie.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of stuff going on here. Did I like it? Yeah, I did. And you know why I liked it? Because it was really a fully fleshed out version of that story. And what I mean by that is you get the backstory of the dwarves. You get the early tie-ins to Lord of the Rings.
Right.
You get, some really significant tie-ins to Lord of the Rings. Almost to the point where at the end of the movie it was almost overkill.
So, okay. Where does the story, from the Hobbit standpoint, because I haven't read a lot. I've been kind of avoiding it, but I'm going to ask you anyway now, so my avoiding it is pointless. But where does the movie, where's the break?
So
Riddles in the Dark?
After they get out of the mountain.
After he gets out of the mountain.
That's after the goblin scene.
Right. Recollection, though, isn't Riddles in the Dark, isn't that pretty far into The Hobbit?
You know, I used to think that was the case, but I haven't read it in so long, but people seem to be correcting me on that, and they're saying it's much further, much earlier in the book.
My brain is like, Riddles in the Dark, out of the cave, Smaug, end. Like,
we should say Riddles in the Dark.
Right.
Is the scene with Gollum.
It's the chapter where he meets Gollum.
And you know what? And a lot of people
gets the ring.
It's the best scene in the movie. No, it's the most familiar scene in the movie.
Because of Gollum, obviously.
Because of
the ring.
Well, not only that, but because I think most people who know The Hobbit are looking for this scene.
Okay.
So, therefore, it is the most familiar to them. So then when they see it filmed and really well done.
Right.
Then, and I think, and someone told me they removed some of the riddles. I don't know if that's true, but that certainly leaves open the director's cut.
Right.
But that said, I thought it was really well done, but did I think it was the best scene in the film? No, I don't think it was the best scene. If I had to pick a best scene, I would say it was the scene where they get chased into the trees and the eagles pick them up.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Where Thorin faces off. I don't think this is in the book. This is what one of those things that was created, where he faces the pale orc and the eagles come and pick them up. I'm not really sure about, I don't remember whether this is in the book or not.
I know the eagles pick them up is in the book.
No, that I know. So it's that scene, but the scene that leads up to it
is
perhaps was created.
See, now, just talking about The Hobbit in general, I don't even know that I would say that Riddles in the Dark is my favorite chapter of that book. I think my favorite chapter of that book is Rivendell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like that. I like that bit.
Whatever are runes.
Which is not in this movie, right? Rivendell is not in this film, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
So my brain is all sequentially
out of
whack.
When they meet the
barrels?
No, that's not yet.
Okay.
That's not yet.
Okay.
And the Mirkwood spiders and
that's
happened yet. You're forgetting a couple of key things like Lake Town.
Oh, okay.
No Lake Town yet.
Okay.
No Smaug yet.
No, so I was going to ask, no Smaug yet?
Well, no, what they showed was, and again, very cleverly, much the way they did with, you remember the way they portrayed Gollum in the first Lord of the Rings movie?
Yeah,
kind of
like,
see him in shadow. Yeah. You don't really get a full. They did the same thing with Smaug when they showed him taking the Lonely Mountain
where they were telling the backstory of
right.
the dwarves.
I'm glad they didn't show them full on, because in my personal opinion, they shouldn't.
Right. And I'm not spoiling anything for anybody.
No,
I don't think.
I don't think so.
By saying that at the very end of the movie, they say, you know, isn't the legend something like a thrush will come back to Lonely Mountain, and that's when they know it's time
right.
for them to take the mountain back. And what they do is they're kind of like, you know, picking themselves and dusting themselves off from that whole mountain bit. And they're like, oh, look, there it is, the Lonely Mountain. We're almost there, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and a thrush flies by. And then we follow the thrush
right.
as he goes to Lonely Mountain, and he's kind of trying to open a nut on the outside of the mountain. Now we're inside the mountain, and there's, you know, it's kind of panning through the gold.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the gold just moves a little, and you see some scale, and then the eye opens.
Right.
So we know the majority of the second movie has to be smog.
It has to be smog.
I don't know if it's the end of smog in the second movie, but I know that the third movie is the war.
Right.
So with I believe it's with the Mirkwood Elves. So there's a lot still to come. There's a lot still to come. And I got the release schedule wrong, or they changed it, because I thought it was 6 months. I thought it was now. 6 months from now.
It's a year, right?
And then 6 months after that. So it would theoretically end a year from now with the third film. Well, yeah, no, it's now, a year from now, and then 6 months
from
that.
Okay.
So it'll be December 13 before Desolation of Smog, and then I think June-ish
2014. For whatever the third one is titled.
There and Back Again.
Oh, it's There and Back Again, right. Mm-hmm. What's the first one then called then?
An Unexpected Journey.
Oh, Unexpected Journey, that's right.
Desolation
okay.
of Smog.
There and Back
Again. There and Back Again.
So there you go.
There it is.
So we'll, hopefully we'll talk about it a little bit more after I see it. Or at least maybe I'll fill in a
well,
little bit
I'll
more
say,
after
I'll,
I see
I'll
it.
Say a couple of things. I really like all of the casting. I think was really spectacular. It's really nice to see some of the characters that you see return. Really just overall, it really felt more... It felt looser to me. It felt more comical. It didn't have the weight of Lord of the Rings to it.
Which it should.
Which is nice.
It should have that feel.
It should have that. Yeah, it should be lighter and funnier, because
right.
it is.
It
and
is.
The dwarves provide, you know.
Comic relief.
Just like any big gathering of dwarves in a movie,
yeah.
it's just funny. So, you know, take that into consideration.
What about Bill the Pony?
Is Bill the Pony in this movie?
Yeah, isn't he in this? Isn't he in The Hobbit?
Bill?
I'm sorry. Is it not? What's the name of the pony?
There is a pony, and I thought he called him Bill, but I didn't think Bill was in this one.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't remember.
I thought Bill the Pony was with them. Wasn't Bill with him like almost the whole journey?
60 years.
I don't remember.
Between the movies, and Bill the Pony was in Fellowship.
I thought it was Bill that was in The Hobbit.
No.
I don't know what that was. Something
that was scary.
Something's
happening in this studio.
Something in the studio just popped. Let's
take our final break.
Yeah,
how about that?
Let's do that.
And we'll be right back, hopefully, with the wrap up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 271, Worst Apocalypse Ever.
Hello, this is Master Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Mama, you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Listen up. You still listening? All right, have fun, you geeks. Goodbye, Mama. Shut up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 271, Worst Apocalypse Ever.
Superpower Collectibles.
That's right, Superpower Collectibles. For all of your geeky goodness, you go over to Superpower Collectibles. Wow.
I don't think the sponsor would appreciate you mumbling through the
name. Do they sell new tongues at Superpower Collectibles?
Yes, if it has a Superman logo on it.
If it's a Superman logo, or perhaps little lightsaber tattooed on it. Superpowercollectibles.com. Again, statues, toys, comic books,
yeah.
A plethora
and
of good
a,
things.
And a coupon code.
I hear there is, in fact, coupon code.
Yes, it's Big Kev.
That's right.
And that gets you $10 off any order of $50 or more.
Correct.
And it also gets you free shipping on orders of $99 or more.
Also correct.
Just use coupon code Big Kev.
Yes.
There's not much more to say.
Okay? No. I got distracted because the wrap-up music kicked up.
Oh.
And I thought there was more to say because we didn't say anything about the massage or the wine
nope.
or any of that stuff.
No, we're playing it straight this week.
Serious yep. superpower
it's,
collectibles.
It's toys, collectibles, books, all the stuff that you need. It's over there. You can get some discounts. You can get some free shipping. You can have it all.
That's right.
SuperPowerCollectibles.com. OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
This evening we talked about Pacific Rim and Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo!
We talked about Unicron for about 2 seconds. James Franco not coming back for Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. And then we had our voicemail addressing the Boba Fett Star Wars rumor.
Yes.
That maybe is originating here on this show, thanks to that voicemail.
Yeah, maybe.
Not sure.
I don't think we're going viral with that one.
Hey, you never know.
Never know.
I'm sending it out to all the outlets.
Yeah.
Send all the outlets our way. We've got an exclusive.
Exclusive rumor.
In DVDs this week, I think the only two were Total Recall
and Pitch Perfect.
No, it was not Pitch Perfect. Was there even a second one? I don't remember.
Yeah,
oh,
was.
Yeah, and Resident Evil Retribution out
yes.
this week. Oh, the Diary of a Wimpy Kid. That was
yes, that was the other one you refused to talk about.
In comics this week, there was a bunch of new issues in the Death of the Family.
Right, I believe it was Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Death of the Family, because we were corrected.
Red?
Someone corrected us.
Oh, really?
We said Death in the Family last week.
I didn't say it.
We're not reading about
it.
No,
did.
Apparently we both said it.
No way.
According to the listener.
Oh, really?
We both said
it. Did they call GVM Line?
They did not.
Oh.
They
called
us,
GVM Line.
They contacted us via the interwebs.
I see.
So
Death of the Family.
The
Red Hood and the Outlaws, 15.
Catwoman, 15.
Nightwing 15.
15,
right. And that was it for those.
Right.
We also said Masks, number 2.
That's right. Saga, number 8.
Right. And then in trades, it was Chew, volume 5.
Right.
And Space Family Robinson, also volume 5, I believe.
In product tonight, we talked a lot about Lego.
Yeah.
Lego that's yet to come.
That's
Lego that's
true.
Currently out there.
Yep. And then we got into a little discussion about a little movie you may have heard of called The Hobbit, Unexpected
right.
Journey. And we'll talk more about that after OG sees it, and we will debate and argue about what should have been in there and what wasn't and what was and why it shouldn't have been and all that sort of jazz.
Correcto mundo.
After the holidays, which we want to take this time to wish you and yours a very happy, healthy, and safe holiday season.
That's right, a happy new year and all of that jazz.
Yes, and we will see you in the new year.
Correct.
Exciting new things coming to Big Heavy Geek Stuff in 2013.
That's the rumor.
Yep. We actually saw Production Tim.
We did see Production Tim.
So that's a big step in the right direction.
You never know.
Right there.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Of course, we have on the Facebook, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Over at YouTube, starting with episode 270, which was last episode, you will now also be able to get every single episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff over on YouTube.
Really?
In its entirety.
Wow.
With the image track intact.
Really?
Something I've been working on.
Nice.
So that's that started last episode.
How are we doing on Skype?
Still working on it. And actually, the reason we actually have another project that we're going to be announcing probably sometime in 2013 that kind of ties into that YouTube announcement.
Is it our retail store?
It is not our retail store, but our retail store exists, and hopefully we'll have some news for that coming in 2013.
Yes.
Don't forget also, you can check us out at Twitter at BKGeekStuff and at GeekStuffOG. And one more time, the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And of course, last but not least, if you like the show, if you're a fan, if you've been listening for one episode or 271 episodes,
right?
Maybe you want to take a look at that PayPal button.
Just
a little donation.
A little donation.
A little nickel,
something.
A dime.
Keep the doors open.
A nickel, a dime, a buck, or 10.
There you go.
It all helps.
And if you are a fairly famous toy sculptor who listens to the show regularly, and you might want to donate as well.
Just saying.
You could actually donate in the form of, let's say, Metalman action figures.
There you go.
I'm just saying that's something you could do.
Just putting it out there.
Just saying that that's something that could happen.
Well, there it is.
Anything else? Oh, I did just remember something.
What?
I have uncovered, sir, for the retail store,
yeah,
a trough of artifacts.
Okay.
From a little project I like to call the Flash Gordon commentary track.
We'll talk about that in the new year.
Yes, we will. And with that, OG, I will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff the way we end all episodes, by saying good night, Melody Anderson, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
I was feeling pretty good for la 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 la, taking my time on the la 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 la, snow falling down in the la 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 la, everybody singing like la 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 la, decking all the halls with the la 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 la, making my way to the la 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 la.
All the children in the light.